Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Don speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, Don. What number is this?
This is the number for our customer support hotline. We service over 100 different brands.
Okay, I guess I'm calling for clean health something.
Let me ask for your, may I ask for your zip code to see if you have an account with us? And that way I'll be able to tell what it is you may have ordered.
Okay, 78220.
Thank you. And may you verify your first and last name, please?
Renee Alexander.
Thank you. And could you verify your shipping address, please?
5047 Stone Lee Drive.
Thank you. Hold one brief moment, please. All right, what I'm seeing here is an account was opened back on March 19th in regards of a smartwatch and a set of earbuds and a one-year warranty for those products.
A one-year warranty?
Yes, ma'am. That was also accompanied the initial checkout back on March 19th.
Oh, I didn't see that. And how much was that?
So the earbuds... Excuse me, the earpods and the one-year warranty were $18.94, and the smartwatch was $7.92.
Okay, I remember getting that.
Okay. Now, when those products were initially ordered, they were ordered under a 14-day trial. That 14-day trial allows you to access those products by only paying the shipping and handling costs for the first 14 days. Once that 14-day trial expired, you would then bill the retail price of those products, as explained in the initial terms of conditions. By checking the box that you agreed to the terms, we were under the impression that you were aware of the end-of-trial charges.
No, I wasn't aware of that. So, well, okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So how much am I going to be charged?
Well, you were billed...
and this is on a... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I thought you were done. I apologize.
Okay, and what exactly is this company?
Okay, again, we're a third-party call center, and we assist with the account of over 100 different brands.
Okay, so what can I do to cancel?
If you want to cancel the account, we can most definitely cancel the account. However, I can assure you there wouldn't be any future billings or charges. That was a one-time payment, and now that you pay for the retail price of that product, there wouldn't be any additional charges.
But I've had some additional charges.
Yes, ma'am. Those are not necessarily additional charges, being that they were explained in the initial terms and conditions. Those are just trial charges.
And what do you have for me? What do you have there for my additional charges?
Okay, when you order the products initially, you paid $18.94 for the earbuds and the warranty, and you pay $7.92 for the smartwatch.
Okay. Now, and so what was the I was also charged $59.99 or $92 and
$69.92.
$59.97.
That was the end of trial charge for those products.
And you say I won't be charged anything else?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, that's what I was calling the council, whatever this is. Cause I was sent a text saying that I was receiving this because of some kind of reward thing for Amazon. And I was chosen for I don't know what it was, but I don't want any more money coming out of my account. I just want to know what do I need to do to cancel.
Well, I can assure you, that there wouldn't be any future billings or charges associated with that purchase.
Okay. So I don't need to do anything else.
That is correct. You wouldn't need to take any additional steps.
And what is your name again?
What was that, ma'am?
What is your name again?
My name is Don.
Thank you, Don. I hope this is true what you're telling me, because I can't have no more money coming out of my account.
No, I completely understand.
Something I don't even know. And then they sent me a text saying that I was going to receive some, and then they turned around and said it was canceled. So I figured that's what I was going to get, that whatever that was supposed to come for $59.99, and then they sent me a text saying that it was canceled.
Okay, so they sent a text saying that the additional... That may have been in regards of the charge on April 8th. I'm seeing that they did attempt to bill on April 8th. However, that one was declined, but it did go through on the next day back on April 9th.
Okay, then. All right. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.